This is the Leapcast, where we talk about how today's current events impact your real life. If you are tired of politics, or you are just exhausted from the spin, this show is for you. My name is Andrew Lieb, and every week I host a talk radio show breaking down the news from an independent point of view. We discuss real estate, business, and your health, hear from the experts, and learn the truth on the Leapcast.
Personal coach and trusted attorney, Andrew Lieb.
As we're getting ready to podcast, we're checking our mics. We did a little move around, and Alex got a gentle voice, as she's saying. So I got her these,
I've been told,
these Bob Ross happy little treatments.
Oh, because my God.
She's like Bob. She's like,
I love Bob.
You're saying she has bad breath?
Well, Bob had good breath, just so we're clear.
There's no way that guy had good breath.
Wait, you're talking Bob smack Ross? About Bob Ross?
No, I we don't Bob do that Ross. Here. Oh,
okay. Only perfect. He's only perfect,
I love
Morty.
The happy trees.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Now you have happy mints.
But he definitely had bad breath.
Yeah, don't
happy
ever say that.
Happy little tree mints.
Yeah, it's like perfect for her.
Thank you.
Well, I felt like she was going to be as depressed as Morty. Morty's been having a terrible week. I just
why?
Want to tell everyone. What do you mean? Why?
Sorry, Morty. Why are you so sad?
Yeah. Why?
I'm thinking about Bob
he's been
Ross
talking about Britney all week. He's upset about Britney.
I am upset about
why?
Britney.
Why?
Oops!
Britney.
Did she do it again?
I want her to be happy.
She's getting divorced. Sam wants to be supported. He's gonna be a kept man. And Sam.
Yeah, he's doing great.
That's
he's
what he
having
wants.
A good week. Morty's having a bad week.
Morty's been roughed about it because he feels bad for Britney.
So do I. Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Yeah, I don't know. I tried to distract you, Morty, with the.
Happy trees.
But interestingly enough,
by the way, his waterfalls were amazing. Ross,
you like that more than the landscape of the trees?
Yeah,
I loved when he made the trees
because the trees were always just like he took one little brush and go boop 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 some happy trees.
Oh man!
But the waterfalls were so elaborate and beautiful.
Everything he does is magical.
Yeah. He's unbelievable.
I was on with a TV host this morning, and we're in the green room, and we're about to go on. And he and I were talking about what we're going to go on for. He's like, he thinks it's funny that every time he goes out to dinner, people think he cares about politics or Trump or anything else. And we started talking about happy little trees about Bob Ross. Mm-hmm. And he's like, why can't we just enjoy this? Like, that's the problem with our country right now.
That's the content we need.
Yeah.
It really is.
You need more Bob Ross and less. Although I have to tell you, if you got to do Trump. If you got to do Trump. And I feel like we have to do Trump.
Ugh. You think Bob Ross would have been a Trump supporter?
Would Bob Ross be a Trump
Morty,
supporter?
Morty, don't even ask that.
I think,
how dare you?
I think Bob Ross would join me in going behind Chris Christie right now. I think, no, that's what I want to believe.
You think he'd be a Chris Christie guy?
Well, I'm going to tell you why.
I do want to know
this. I'm going to tell you, Chris Christie is surging, just first of all. And we've been talking about him for a while.
Also having a good
night. I like Chris Christie. You know where he's from?
New Jersey.
Livingston, New Jersey.
Oh, is that where you're from?
It is.
Oh, wow.
He went to Livingston High School.
Brothers.
He went to the same barber shop that I went to.
I was going
to
compliment your hair. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you.
I don't think his hair is very great, right?
You know, it's perfect for his vibe. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah. He works
slappy.
It. Like imagine, I can't imagine him with any other kind of hair.
That's what I'm going to say, Alex. Imagine him having like a fabulous coif on his head.
No.
Like it would be wrong.
No.
It would
just, it's not Christie.
It wouldn't be Christie. It's perfect. And he's surging. And he's surging. I don't know if you heard him talk about DeSantis. There's a leak going on now that DeSantis is supposed to be prepping to defend Trump at the debates.
Right. It's next week, right?
And Christie's like, dude, if you're going to defend Trump, why don't you just drop out and endorse Trump?
Yeah,
like,
right.
Go be a man. Like, go back to Tallahassee.
Yeah.
And I like that Christie just says it as it is.
Yeah,
like,
he does.
Well, he was the say it as it is person, and then he got one up by Trump.
100%. Yeah. And he has his own flaws, and we all have our own flaws, agree with some of his policies. I have to tell you that.
Right.
But I don't agree with any of their policies 100%. And
I like him.
Well, I think that's why Bob Ross would like him, because I don't think Bob Ross has time for nonsense. He wants a guy that says it as it is.
He wants a straight shooter, that's Bob Ross.
Let's be clear. Bob Ross is not alive, right?
He's
alive in all of us, Lauren.
Oh, okay.
Bob Ross will live on forever.
His art lives on forever.
But you know who's better than Bob Ross is Judge Kaplan in Manhattan.
Oh, why?
You didn't see what he said about Donald Trump?
I did not. I've been on a beach for a week.
Which beach? New Jersey?
In New Jersey.
In honor of Kristen.
Oh,
was Kristen there?
Home of love Chris Christie.
Remember Christie?
He wasn't there.
He shut down the beaches during COVID, but he was there.
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you. There's no way that he was there because he wouldn't go if other people were there. He shuts it down first. That's how he rolls.
And that's what he does with GW Bridge.
A boss move, exactly. Christie's like, you know what? I want to use the bridge today. We're closing
it. Yeah, it is. What's he closing next? The Lincoln Tunnel.
So Judge Kaplan in the U.S. District Court, this is the case about E. Jean Carroll. And tell you, first of all,
still going on?
Well, Trump tried to sue her for defamation. Mm-hmm. That was shot down. Mm-hmm. And that was shot down because the judge said, yeah, she said you raped me. But colloquially, rape is used to include what happened. So the problem is that rape in New York is about penile penetration. It's like very, very specific.
Okay.
Colloquially, and rape in other statutes throughout the country is so much broader. And so the judge said, like, well, he sexually harassed her. And from her perspective, that was a rape.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
And so shut that down. But that's not what was interesting. Trump's trying to appeal the decision. And I'm just going to read a quote from Kaplan, which I thought was good. The opinion where he had to pay the $5 million, and now she's suing and saying he did it again, doubled down, we need punitive damages, all this stuff. He tried to appeal. He goes to Kaplan. He says, stay everything while I'm appealing.
Okay.
Kaplan writes, and this is just not Trump's week. Mr. Trump has not provided a single reason for the court to find that there is any likelihood that he will succeed on appeal. This court certifies that the appeal itself is frivolous. like what a baller.
Ooh, he shut that right down. He was just like, nope.
And then, I don't know if you saw what else happened in Trump's terrible week this week. And you might be thinking, I'm going to say Georgia. I'm not.
Wait, are we playing bingo?
Well, we're going to play
Everybody
bingo.
Take out your bingo cards.
Okay. No, we are going to play bingo about the next indictment. There's going to be another one, but we're not up to that.
Oh,
the other bad thing was that Trump tried this week. He tried last week, but the decision was this week, to remove the state case, the New York state case, the Alvin Bragg case against Trump. And there's some fights about this on social media, so everyone can understand the process more, is when you are in state court, the defendant can do what?
Remove it to federal court.
And so, but they just move it. It's automatic that you move it to federal court.
Right.
Like there's no, you don't have to make an application when you're the defendant.
Right.
You remove it.
Yeah.
And the application is the adversary that doesn't want it removed. In this case, Alvin Bragg, it says remand it, bring it back to state court.
Okay.
So the process is important because people are fighting about this. They're like, Trump couldn't just remove it. He did remove it. You can remove any case that potentially has federal implications to federal court. But then they bring it back and they do what's called a remand motion. And the judge in the remand motion, first of all, Trump brought it to federal court and said, I was the president.
Right.
I was president while I was making these payments to Michael Cohen, purportedly as my attorney, even though there's been no writings of any retainer whatsoever, and even though they can't show what he actually was doing for him. Mm-hmm. And Michael Cohen purportedly, is what he's being charged with, paid Stormy Daniels with the money, and they misallocated the business records. Anyway, the judge in the federal court on the remand said two important things. Number one important thing, this is a bad week for Trump. Mm-hmm. Number one important thing the judge said was there's no possible stretch, and I'm paraphrasing, no possible stretch of the imagination that the job of the president involves going to your personal attorney and giving them money to pay off a porn star to cover up an affair, assuming that was all good. That's just not a presidential job, so this shouldn't be remanded. So, Bill Clinton, if you're listening, I just want to make sure that you know that that's not part of the job function of the president. Monica, you have something there. You didn't sleep with the president. No, Monica always thought she slept with President Clinton.
Right.
Not sleep. Well, it's rape. It's a big word.
Right.
Remember, this is federal.
It encompasses a lot.
It's not the New York limited statute.
The penile.
Right.
The penile.
The P and the V.
But Monica, the P and the V. Monica slept with Bill Clinton, or did the nookie or whatever she did.
Cigars.
The private Bill Clinton. Because according to this new thing with Trump, the president's job doesn't include
that. That was in the Oval Office. That doesn't change things?
I'm going to tell you what's interesting.
Yeah.
I think that if you were going to go to speak to Justice Thomas, he would tell you it is part of the job of the president. Wow. Because he would go to the history and tradition of the presidency,
right,
where they've been sleeping with mistresses from all time.
Oh, right. It's like an originalist.
It's an originalist argument. They've originally been having mistresses.
They were always doing it.
King
so.
Solomon had 1,000 wives.
That's all I'm trying to say. Maybe you could be the King Solomon's chazaka. You go over there.
Get enough strength.
It's true. It's very strong.
Samson was the strongest.
But not after they cut his hair.
He lost the strength.
He lost the strength. Yeah, he was only strong when he had the hair.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why Christie's problematic, because the barber.
Right.
If had he not went.
Right.
He could have done it otherwise.
I think there's more issues up there than just the barber.
I don't know. So the second issue.
It's just one among many.
You know what it is? Is that these New Jersey people, they're so competitive. Like, Morty can't be like not the number one New Jersey guy. Right. You might see the Sopranos come out and be like, there's
Wait. You don't think I'm the number one New Jersey guy?
I think you are,
okay,
but
good. Just wanted to make that clear.
Well,
it's on the record.
At your barber shop, at least. But the second thing.
This place closed.
Well, Louis should resurrect that. The second thing that they said in this case, which I think was interesting, the federal judge about this, first was the remand. There was no way that you're president. Like, how could you be president when you're doing these payments to a porn star? The second thing is, you remember there was a big issue, Alex, about the New York case bumping from a misdemeanor to a felony.
Yeah.
And you remember why?
No.
Morty, do you remember why?
I do not.
It was because you needed...
Trial quiz.
It was that you did a business... Well, it's fine. If you did a business record, fraudulent business records is a misdemeanor.
Mm-hmm.
Unless...
Misdemeanor, colloquially.
Yeah, it goes to a felony if you were doing it in furtherance of another federal or state crime.
Right.
And the question was... Since they read such a vague indictment, is that void for vagueness? Is the indictment defective? Is it? Did they have a proper charge? And you saw a lot of media pundits going, they have to prove the underlying charge. Well, the federal judge said they actually don't.
Right.
There's no need to prove that they did an underlying charge whatsoever. It was just the intent.
Right.
If they did it for the intent of violating another law,
okay,
irrespective if they actually violated the other law, it's enough to...
They just thought they were
gonna. You got it. And by thinking you were going to do something, and to clarify what Alex said, it's important. They thought they were gonna... And people misunderstand. It's not that you thought you were going to commit a crime. It's that you thought you were going to do an act, and the act happened to be a crime.
Right.
Yeah.
You didn't have to know it was a crime.
That's the
one.
You
just had to know you were going to do the thing that would constitute a crime.
Which is so important that you say that, because that's the biggest misnomer about this whole Trump thing with D.C. and what's going on in Georgia. They're like, well, he believed he won.
Right.
It doesn't matter if he believed he won. It matters if he intended to do the things he was doing.
Right.
The mens rea, which is the guilty mind, isn't about, do I know the statutes and codes?
Right.
It's about, did I intend to do the acts?
Right.
But anyway, that was his second. So the first bad thing for Trump, as we already did.
But how do you illegally overturn an election if you actually thought you won?
It was because... You were trying to tell people, officials. I'm going to go to the Georgia one. The Georgia indictment, which is 98 pages,
I
believe.
I didn't read it.
52 of those pages are on – is it 98 pages? I have it over here. Yeah, 98 pages. 52 is on racketeering. So we'll put that out to start off with. In the racketeering, they talk about things like he – with state election officials, with state – not just election, high officials like the Secretary of State, the governor, with federal officials, election officials, with Pence, the vice president. They didn't just use false statements, which, by the way, is illegal in Georgia. But they also, not just false statements, they tried to convince them, false statements, to change what the rules were. So to answer your question, Morty's question is, I'm going to repeat it right back to him. He says, and you correct me if I'm wrong, Morty, if you don't believe that you lost, how is it that doing those acts are criminal?
But I'd also go further, because he had some advisors telling him that he was right.
Well, let me do that next. Yeah. But let's assume he's legitimately thinking he's right. The issue he has is the government officials that he tried to influence, that's the key word, not just false statements, influence, had legal documents and jobs and authority that said he was wrong. So by trying to convince these officials to change that he was wrong, even if he thought he was right, he was trying to change them to also think he was right, and they're not a court. Right. Meaning the issue wasn't that he was going to court and making statements publicly, I'm right, like Al Gore. Al Gore made lots of statements. Mm-hmm. I'm right, they're wrong, I'm going to court, I'm suing them.
He's allowed to make those statements.
Perfectly okay.
Right, First Amendment protected.
Perfect.
Yeah.
But you can't go to the official whose job it is to say you're wrong, you lost.
Right.
And say to that official who's certifying it, like the Secretary of State,
right,
Brad Raffensperger,
right,
the Republican Secretary of State, mm-hmm, who did all the FBI investigation, all that, who was certifying it with the governor and getting these their real slate of electors out, you mm-hmm can't go to him and try and give him false statements,
mm-hmm,
and influence him, the key word, Morty, not false statements, influence him to change what he does. Because he's not a judge that you can lobby. So what Trump was doing in simple terms with his team, his lawyers, is even if he thought he was right, let's believe Trump thinks he's right. Let's believe Trump's lawyers thinks he's right.
Right.
He was trying to influence the state actor who was supposed to certify on behalf of the state the results where the state actor had a different belief. Now, Trump was within his lane to publicly state it. He was within his lane to go to court and try and get the court to change the state actor. But he was not within his lane to change the state actor himself. Does that make sense?
You mean to try and change the state actor?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. To make the attempt, to influence, to motivate. To, right,
to try to convince.
He threatened him. He said to him at one point, Alex, I'm paraphrasing, he said, you know, it would be a crime if you didn't change this.
Wow.
Like he got that far, like threatening him. Imagine the office of the president. Ring, ring, ring. I have President Trump on the line.
It would be a crime.
Brad, I'm not trying to say it's going to be a crime if this isn't changed, but it could be criminal. You have to watch out about this, Brad.
Right.
That's like,
come on. That's
right.
So
almost coercion.
That's the issue. The issue isn't, and by the way, could have Trump said that publicly? 100%.
Yes.
Could he, not to Brad, but like it could be criminal if they don't change it.
Mm-hmm.
Could he have filed a lawsuit? 100%. The problem is you shouldn't be influencing, like, ring, ring. It was Brad, but I'm just giving you a different, he's the Secretary of State. But let's, ring, ring, you call up Sally at the clerk's office, just for example. And you go, Sally, I have your child here, and he's in a straitjacket, and we're not letting him out unless you refuse to file that lawsuit against me.
Right.
And if you don't file that, I'm going to keep your child in a straitjacket.
Right.
I couldn't do that to Sally. I could go to the judge, and I could say, Judge, give me a mandamus. That's a type of lawsuit.
A writ of mandamus
that instructs Sally what to do. That's the system.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that Trump was trying to bully the actor.
Use his position.
Correct. Correct. And threaten them.
That's what's in the indictment.
That's what's in the indictment in Georgia, is that he did it to state officials, to state high officials like the Secretary of State and the governor, that he did it to federal officials, that he did it to the vice president who's confirmed that he did it, that they had a slate of fake electors, people who signed things like we talked about in Georgia. That's what's in this 98-page indictment. And Lauren, you have experiences with people, and we see it on our social media all the time. They're like, you're wrong. Trump's innocent. And a lot of people seem to think that Trump is innocent.
No, they know.
My buddy.
They seem pretty convinced.
Yeah, they know for a fact.
Right? Yeah.
My buddy that I went to high school with, and he likes to text me. I'm going to give him a call. His name's Chris Cummings. And Chris just texts me things randomly. And I don't know if I'm allowed to share them, but I don't care.
Are you going to call him now?
Well, he's not a client, so there's no confidentiality.
Yeah, we went to high school together. So don't text me if you don't want me to share.
Yeah.
So Chris wrote, oh, no, but I think this is important about what
deleting
Chris,
Andrew's number from my phone.
All right. Never texting Andrew again.
This is exactly my belief.
Okay.
And I've said it many times, and I just want to repeat it. With darn close to 100 charges, he has 91 charges.
Mm-hmm.
Even if 10% of them are correct and he's guilty, that should disqualify him from wanting to vote for him. Like, my point is, like,
I don't want anybody with a record.
Let's assume, Lauren, that Trump is 90% right on these charges and they're crap.
Mm-hmm.
If he gets rid of 90% of the charges, I just want to put this out there. Like, you got rid of 90%. We're still talking about slightly more than 9 charges.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, we're still ending up with 10% of the charges, which are 9 felonies. Yeah. Like, dude is going to jail. Like, that's all.
Not how people see it, though. That's not how Trump supporters
see it.
No. They see it as a total witch hunt.
Witch hunt, and the Biden crime family is behind it all.
So it doesn't matter how many charges. It almost like adds fuel to the fire to keep indicting him. Because it's all a witch hunt.
I think there's I do think there's selective prosecution here, but I think there's legitimacy in these charges.
Well, I want to address that, and I'm going to go back to Alex, because I do think it's offensive that Republicans are using the term selective prosecution. And I know you don't mean it, but I want to put it out there because I'm offended by the term, and I know that it's coming from the media, because selective prosecution refers to the unmoneyed versus the moneyed having different experiences in the judicial system. And somehow Republicans have hijacked that term to mean that it's Republican versus Democrat. And don't misunderstand, I get your point and I get what everyone's saying.
There is political motivation here. That doesn't mean that the charges are not.
But let's assume that it's completely politically motivated. Let's go with that.
Yeah.
Let's assume there's a Biden crime family. Let's
it's more than an assumption at this point.
I think it's not, because there's been no evidence yet that Joe Biden's tied to anything.
I disagree.
You tell me what the evidence is.
He's been on phone calls. There's those texts.
When were the phone calls?
Those emails.
When were the phone calls?
Hold on a second.
I have to answer your question. When were the phone calls?
Speak.
I think it was in, there was one where he was in Dubai.
When were the phone calls? Not where.
When?
W-H-E-N.
I think it was 2015.
Do they know if he was vice president or not during the phone call when he greeted Hunter? And is the testimony from Devin Archer, who was the partner who testified from it, that Joe did manipulate the outcome or did not? Or was he just on the phone and they gave the appearance of influence?
Why was he on the phone?
He gave the appearance of influence. Okay. I don't disagree, but so is that criminal?
Let's go down that path.
Is that criminal?
I didn't say it was criminal yet.
You just said they're Biden crime family.
I said there are... There's definitely mounting evidence, and I think they're going to get
I agree that there are mounting evidence. I do not agree that there's a Biden crime family. They're big a distinction.
Well, I guess we'll see.
Do you think Hunter's a criminal?
I think, just so we're clear.
Do you think Hunter's a criminal?
I'm answering you.
Yeah.
I think that right now, today, Hunter is not charged with anything, because right now, today, David Weiss, who is the special counsel, made a motion earlier this week to dismiss the charges against Hunter, which remain being 2 misdemeanors for failing to pay the taxes in 17-18. I believe that he is being investigated by the special counsel, David Weiss. And the reason that David Weiss dismissed these are actually against Hunter, not for Hunter. He dismissed them because he thinks there's not going to be a plea. So therefore, he wants to refile outside of Delaware, but instead into D.C. or into California. And he might bring much more charges or much less. But right now, I don't think Hunter Biden's a criminal, because there are no pending charges against him to be a criminal. And I don't think I have a criminal wand over people. But I can tell you that I think that Hunter Biden is, as they would say, a target. And so I will be 100% clear that Hunter Biden's a target. With respect to the gun charge against Hunter Biden, though, I would tell you the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans has said that's unconstitutional based on the New York Rifle Association v. Braun case from the Court of Appeals from last year, because you can't stop criminals from getting guns and they don't have to fill out backgrounds and explain who they are, because that's a violation of the Second Amendment. So do I think that Hunter Biden's a criminal? Very well with his taxes, he's a target for that. With respect to our current Supreme Court and the Second Amendment, I do not think he's a criminal with respect to the gun charge, although if I was King Solomon, I might think so, because I don't necessarily agree with the Braun decision, but no one ever asked me. That all being said.
Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
Well, that's what I really believe, but no one asked me. I believe, actually, though, that Hunter Biden's got problems. Whenever you're a target of a special counsel, life ain't good for you.
True that.
He's got
but
problems.
I do not definitely believe problems. Right now, today, when we sit here, that Joe Biden is the target of that special counsel. Joe
He's
Biden
not.
Is
not.
A target of another special counsel, just to be clear. And I think he has problems.
Well, that's for the document.
He, correct.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think he has problems with that special counsel, albeit.
Has Pence, there been any update on that?
Not that I know of. Pence was cleared. And Pence had very similar activities to Joe Biden with respect to the documents. Like, if you were going to extrapolate and analogize, Pence and Biden both had documents they should not have had. Pence and Biden had them in unsecure locations. Pence and Biden, when realizing the same, said, come take our documents, right, and hid nothing. Mm-hmm. The difference, right, between Pence and Biden versus Trump is Trump said, don't take my documents.
Right.
And then he lied and gave the wrong documents.
And he, told Brett Baer that he got a subpoena and didn't take care of it right away.
There's things like that. So I think that Joe Biden today, as we sit here, has limited exposure, although, as you point out, ethically, morally, we don't want to see a son of a vice president calling his business associates on the phone and putting his father on to say hello. The question is, what was Joe's involvement on that? Mm-hmm. How much was Joe involved in? And
10% to the big guy.
To the question that I started off with you, was Joe when I kept saying W-H-E-N, when was Joe vice president at the time? Because it's unclear if he was vice president or it was after he was vice president when Trump was president. Mm. And if it was after he was vice president, there's absolutely zero issue with what Joe Biden did. If it was when he was vice president, it was not kosher, for lack of a better word, but I don't know that it's criminal.
I thought there was a phone call.
There was a lot of them.
No, right. But I thought there was a phone call, and then the next day is when he was in Ukraine and threatened to fire that prosecutor.
So that was actually investigated by Mitch McConnell's Senate when Trump was in office, and the Burisma was completely cleared of up and up for Joe Biden and the threatening of firing the prosecutor. Why? Mitch McConnell, I don't know. He wrote a report. Go read it. Mitch McConnell's Senate had an entire hearing and investigated it. And if anyone wanted to bury Joe Biden more, it would be the Republican Senate, when Mitch McConnell was the majority leader while Donald Trump was the president, and they did not do it. So do I think that Joe Biden with these phone calls is potentially problematic? I'm not saying they're not. The prosecutor thing does nothing for me. But it's potentially problematic. What's more problematic, to answer your question, is these Shapley, the IRS whistleblowers, mm-hmm, alleging that some of their subpoenas were buried, yeah, and they weren't able to go forward. But we still don't know if Joe Biden had anything to do with it. Right. So what we have with Joe Biden is speculation and a lot of things that seem unseemly that I agree with you should be investigated. What we have with Hunter Biden is he's the target of a legitimate investigation, while Joe's a target I don't take so much credence with respect to the documents. Mm-hmm. But still worse than I don't want to be a target. Right. With respect to Donald and his week, Donald has 91 charges. And what I was just trying to get across is, mm-hmm, let's assume Donald's 100% the best.
Right.
He's perfect. He's going to win, like his call. He's going to... And by the way, have you listened to the whole call, Alex?
No.
Here's your job.
I don't want to traumatize myself.
You have to.
Wait, no, the call with the Ruffsberger? Yeah. His last name is?
Yeah. You have Brad Raffensperger. Yeah, yeah. You need to listen to the entire call, because everyone talks about the 11780 votes. Mm-hmm. That was the least malicious part of the call.
Really?
That's the most
In that call, does he threaten that it could be criminal?
Yes.
Oh, he does.
I want you to listen to the whole call.
Okay.
And he uses Trump speak. And Trump speak of, like, you know what he's talking about.
Yeah, it's like a dog whistle.
Yeah.
It's like, it is a threat, I think. If you think, it probably is.
And is it a threat, just to be clear, Alex, if he was saying it in a campaign rally? It's a dog whistle. It's bad. Yeah. It's the context of who he's talking to.
Yeah. It's the power dynamic, too.
Yeah.
That, right?
100%.
Yeah.
It's kind of like sexual harassment. Like, someone went on my social media, like, what does a discrimination attorney know about any of this?
Right.
And it's the same concept, to Alex's point. Like, when you are a boss or you're a president of the United States,
right,
your words carry different weight than if you're not.
Yeah. Like, it matters.
Just live in reality. Like,
which is why someone like Trump shouldn't have been president.
True that.
And by the way, which is why.
I don't want to get into the reasons why he became president.
But I want to tell you why I like Christie, to go back to the beginning. They asked him today what type of president he would be. Mm-hmm. And I think this summarizes it all together. He said he wants to be like Washington, Lincoln. And of course, he's a Republican. So who else? Reagan. And no, but here's what I liked about it. All three of them. Alex, you're going to like this about Reagan.
Okay.
I like Reagan.
He said, he gave a quote from each of them. And in Reagan's, he said, our best years are in front of us.
Okay.
And Christie's point, and why I like Christie, mm-hmm, is, and here's why I don't like Trump. People say I'm pro Biden. I'm not. Like, people are like, you got to be on one team or the other. I'm anti-negative people, and I'm pro-positive people.
Okay, I like
that. So that's where I'm going with this. Trump brings out the worst in everyone because everything's about a grievance and being mad, and the world's got you, and there's a two-tiered system, and everyone's trying to get me, and they're prosecuting this. And what Christie said today is he wants to sell hope. That's who he is. He wants to sell the positive.
Now I'm getting
future.
The Bob Ross connection.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
is that where we're going?
Where we're going is there's an open investigation in a state. I don't know if you saw my favorite part of the indictment in Georgia, Morty. Page 15, halfway through. On page 15.
No, I didn't see it because I didn't read it.
Well, I'm telling you, you should have read this last night when you were sleeping. You put sleep under your pillow. The best part. Fannie Willis, and I don't know if it's Fannie or Fannie, she actually.
I've heard it said both ways, and I don't feel confident about
Fannie?
Either.
Yeah, so
yeah,
she
Fannie
actually.
Or Fannie. Say Fannie.
She actually made a comment that Trump wouldn't even know how to say her name. So
it's probably Fannie.
I don't either. I don't know. So we'll call her F-bomb. So F-bomb.
F-dub.
Trump would like that.
So that's what she did.
He's going to adopt it.
He should.
You know, he likes nicknames.
Because she dropped the F-bomb on him. So here's what. Page 15. On the RICO. Mm-hmm. And by the way, not federal RICO. And Giuliani didn't write the federal RICO anyway. It was a professor. Whatever. Anyway, so.
Don't credit Giuliani.
I'm just saying he didn't write it. He prosecuted it. But the state RICO, which is very different. In the state RICO, it paraphrases. It says something. They committed crimes in Fulton County, the state of Georgia, and outside of Georgia in trying to change the results of the election. This criminal organization. That's what she calls it, not me. Criminal enterprise. They say both. Criminal enterprise, criminal organization.
Right.
And then they list a number of states where they operated in committing a criminal enterprise.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was Fannie Fannie Feeney saying that
F-bomb. F-dub.
You know what she was saying? She was saying, hey, AGs, attorney generals in these other states, if you have a similar statute to us, you also can indict him.
Can and should.
Can and should. And so today, there's an article that says blank may be next. Open investigation in blank comes after the state that was mentioned, here's the trick, 5 times in Monday's indictment from Georgia. So the question is, we now have Florida, mm-hmm. New York, Georgia, and D.C. Morty, what state is Trump getting indicted with next? Are we going to break 100?
No, I think the bingo game should be, in what state prison is he going to be president in?
That's amazing. Amazing.
Oh, God.
But here's the real question. Do you think that the either the Crips?
My goodness.
Well, I want to know.
Whoa. How do we get
the- I'm telling you. Do you think the Crips or the what are the white guys called? They have a name. Were the white guys in prison that
the neo-Nazis?
They have another name for it.
The Proud Boys? No.
There's
something like that.
Which,
I don't know.
Which gang is, or the MAGAs, is he going to start a prison gang named the MAGAs?
Oh, God.
Like, imagine
the
Crips. The
MAGAs are not doing very well in prison. Let's be real.
Which state? Lauren.
I know the answer.
What state, Alex?
Oh, Pennsylvania.
What do you think, Morty?
Arizona.
That's Arizona.
Arizona.
It's Arizona. He's like looking over my shoulder to see which one it is.
He's like, Arizona's
investigating right now.
Oh, wow.
But here's the end. And I want everyone to do this for me. This is the only part of the Leapcast that you should really pay attention to. Hmm. New York, you're going to have to listen to like people like Alex and Lauren and Morty and me to understand what's going on.
Yeah.
D.C., same thing. Florida, same thing. Mm-hmm. There's no cameras in the courtroom, so we're going to have to use our read tea leaves and interpret and everything else. Georgia has cameras in the courtroom.
We're going to get that one on TV. Oh, my God. That's going to be a hot mess.
That's going to be great.
That is going to be
the most watched television event in the history of everything.
And imagine he's president of the United States when that's going on.
And
wow.
And I want...
Which can happen.
I want you all... to not take sides.
Okay.
about evidence that we haven't seen. Mm-hmm. The only side we should take, like my friend Chris said, is that 91 felony counts seems to statistically to say you're screwed.
Yeah.
Like if you didn't tell me what any of them said.
There's a statistical significance.
Oh, well, no. All I'm saying is if you told me John Smith had 91 felony counts, I would say the guy's got problems.
Yeah, yeah. Not quite 99. Yeah, he's got 91 problems.
But Biden ain't one. But anyway, here's the thing. Morty and I have a suggestion to solve national debt, and we think this should happen. Right, Morty? We talked about this. We think that we should pass a law to Congress. I'm looking at you, Mitch McConnell. I'm looking at you, Chuck Schumer. I'm looking at my Georgia Congress, too. We need to have, instead of open cameras in the Georgia courtroom, we need to make this a pay-per-view event.
Yeah.
And we need to have Snoop Dogg narrate it if he's not busy.
Snoop and Martha?
Right. Well, he might be fighting the MAGAs because he's a Crip. But like you never know. Like,
and he's well versed.
Is he a Crypt or is he a Blood?
Well versed in court procedures.
Is he a Crip or a Blood?
I don't know.
I'm afraid to say that.
He's one of them. I don't understand.
He knows his way around the courtroom.
I'm sorry, which one is the red one? He's the red
blood.
One. He's a Blood.
Come on now.
He's Blood. He's red, right? I'm going to look it up. I don't want to get killed by the corrupts of the Blood. Like, hold on. We got it. We find this out. Snoop. Well, this is very important.
We want to be factually accurate.
Snoop. Well, everything else I don't really care about, but.
You didn't watch Straight Outta Compton?
Well, do you know? I would expect you to know the answer.
I don't.
Every time Snoop comes up, I talk about his ankles. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, Google it.
It's true. I did.
Does he have cankles?
He has the teeniest, tiniest ankle.
The opposite of a cankle. Yeah. He has tankles.
Like impossibly small legs and ankles.
Is that what weed does to your body?
Perhaps. I don't know.
I guess.
I know.
I wouldn't know.
Did you guys see in Long Island the first recreational facility opened in like Farmingdale?
And like 1,000 people
like
were lined up outside.
Down the block.
I was not one of them.
The whole Long Island is now going to smell like New York City does. Great.
Yeah. Oh, no. Morty's cranky about it.
I'm so confused right now. I don't know if Snoop's a Crip or a Blood, but Snoop, whatever you are, I can't find it. They don't tell me really good. I support whichever gang you're in, Snoop.
Oh,
and if the MAGAs come after you, Snoop, I'm on your side. But here's the thing.
I'm on Team Snoop.
I'm on Team Snoop. But I want everyone to be calling their congressman and suggesting that we have a pay-per-view event. We want Martha Stewart, who could tell us the inside of a prison. We can have, she'd be very good. She did obstruction.
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
She
could decorate.
She's familiar with federal crimes.
Imagine decorating this whole thing.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be very well decorated.
Fabulous. And then we have Snoop on the narration. I'm telling you, we're going to save taxes for the next generation with this. Think about it. This is the Leibcast.
Find us on social media at Listen to Leib or visit listentolieb.com.